And now from Haiti, we have news that 8 of the 10 missionaries, American missionaries, who were charged with possible kidnapping, taking Haitian children out of the country, have now been freed. 2 members of that group are still behind bars facing extra questioning. Rick Davis joins us now. He's the correspondent in Haiti for our partner, the BBC, and he's in Port-au-Prince. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Good morning.
So the eight of the missionaries have been released. What has been the response in Haiti?
Well, so far, mixed, because many people could understand the reasons why the parents initially gave the 33 children to the Americans. That, just go back in time. They were stopped nearly 3 weeks ago at the border with the Dominican Republic with a busload of children who they said they were trying to help. They said they were orphans, but they didn't have a proper documentation, and that's really the reason why this all came about. Now, the judge has been looking into this. They were charged with 2 counts, one of child abduction, child kidnapping, and one of criminal association. But yesterday, the judge decided that there was enough evidence, enough testimony from the parents that they'd willingly given their children up, that there was no criminal intent, and that's the reason why they left. That's the reason why the charges haven't been dropped, but that's the reason why they left the country. Many Haitians can understand the reasons why some parents would go to that sort of extreme and give their children away, especially in the aftermath of the earthquake.
And yet the judge has decided to keep 2 of them behind bars. Did he say why?
Carissa Coulter and Laura Silsby, the leader of the Idaho-based group. Yeah, because he needed a bit more information. He wanted to do some further questioning in terms of what they were doing in the country before the actual earthquake. Now, they say that they were visiting orphanages. He wants to find out exactly what they were doing and why they were doing that.
And give us an update on the relief efforts. We've been hearing that the U.S. is stepping down relief efforts in Haiti. Is the U.S. the only country doing that, or many countries?
Well, the situation is that there are many relief organizations who are on the ground here. Even before this disaster, this had the second highest number of NGOs. Much of the work, much of the relief operation is now in their hands. You're starting to see real movement, though. Some of the schools are starting to reopen. They've got these things called schools in a box, which UNICEF have, which are basically metal containers. You open them up and there's activities for children to actually get going in terms of their schoolwork. The government here really concerned that they don't want children to miss much of the school year. You know, they really don't want to hamper their future education.
And how about the hospital system? Have they started to begin to rebuild some medical facilities?
It's too early for that. There are a number of hospital-tented hospitals which are all over the city. But you're starting to see some of the NGOs, some of these organizations, now moving away from Port-au-Prince and trying to focus their attentions on other areas which haven't really received the same amount of attention. Places like Leogan and Jacmel. More hospitals are opening up there. More NGOs are moving their work out to the regions, to the outskirts of the city, to try and help more people.
Nick Davis, we heard news from Haiti's president, René Préval, that there's so much rubble to be cleared away that they won't even be able to start rebuilding for at least a year. Do you see evidence of that?
Everywhere you go, it's actually quite strange. I left Haiti for a few days just for some R&R, and I was surprised that I was looking around and couldn't see rubble. Everywhere you look in this city, there is rubble everywhere. It's going to take such a long time to clear it. The United Nations have got a work program to employ people, but it's going to take hundreds of thousands of people to be able to make any dent into the amount of rubble and reconstruction which needs to be done here.
Okay, thanks so much. Nick Davis is the BBC correspondent in Haiti. He joined us from Port-au-Prince.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.